That's right. 2 episodes in 1 day. I had to change the glasses because I wanted to show you that it actually was that I was, I guess maybe it was easier for my editing. Because if I looked at it and I was wearing the exact same shirt, the exact same glasses, but I had to change up the glasses, and mostly I chose the glasses because my mom would have been excited about it. My mama was always about doing things, your own style, falling in love with who you were, giving you amazing praise, but not about what you did, just who you were. And she taught me this through thrift stores. This was before thrift stores were vintage. She showed me that, you know, it was all about your style. And when you just fell in love with it, then other people would catch on, and sometimes they wouldn't, but that was okay, because it was a one word answer for every single thing that I'm going to share with you later on in the video about how she was able to deal with so many different aspects. And it was literally a one word answer to make everything okay. Yesterday was her birthday. I was going in to do Proverbs for corresponding proverb, corresponding day, and it just didn't work out. And at first I was thinking, man, you know, what is happening? And then that one word came in, and I'm going to share it with you here in a little bit. And it was just, it was perfect exactly where it was. And so I wanted to hop on today because I got a chance to share in my men's group, which we do every Tuesday, 7:30 to 8:30 here in Carlsbad, and all men are invited. It's incredible. We just, you know, we spend time, we read, we write, and we speak life. And I believe that those keys in life, those three things, can really, really slow you down and create some magic. And so we got a chance to talk about a couple of things, and there were lessons from my mama. So we're going to be talking about number one is listening to your mama. Number two is seeking wisdom, because she always told me to do that. And then number three was guard your heart. She was always about telling me, guard your heart and make sure that you're very protective of what you allow inside your heart. But I want to take you inside where I grew up with a mom that not everything was perfect. But the love that she had for her boys was absolutely unbelievable. Yesterday was her birthday, and honoring her, I wanted to be able to do an episode of the podcast, just shining light on such an incredible, incredible woman. So let's get this party started. Those of you listening on Apple Podcasts, I want to thank you so much. On Spotify, make sure you check out the video too. For those of you who hear that song is actually goes to the video of the Vibe Room, and the Vibe Room is a live version of the podcast that I do in Salt Lake City at the Edison House, and I want to thank them for doing that. Also, too, that was a dream of mine, but it came from the permission I got from my mama to do the things that I have wanted to try. And this permission that she gave me was unbelievable. We're only going to talk about one bit of scripture today, which is in John 10:10. This was given to me by my Aunt Dolores. My Aunt Dolores is probably one of the most heart-centered and most incredible women that you'll ever meet. And she shared this with me yesterday on my mom's birthday. She said, John 10:10, she used to read the whole thing is that I have come that you may have life and that you may have it to the fullest. So she read half the verse, but she said that yesterday she read the whole thing. The thief comes only to destroy and steal and kill, or the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and that you have may have it to the fullest. And what she was saying is a lot of times God comes in, or the world comes in and tries to rob your joy. anytime that there's amazing things happening and we can all, hopefully you can relate to this. There's been times where you've had the greatest thing happen and then something comes in and tries to rob your joy. And this will always happen when a blessing happens. And this is what my mom told me from the very, very beginning. And I loved it because my Aunt Dolores told me that on my mom's birthday, which was March 4th, which was yesterday. And it's cool too, because my mom was born on March 4th, 1956, which is 3, 4, 5, 6. There's not many of them. And there was only one of my mama. So, but I wanted to share this too, because my mom always talked about that people needed what she called Jesus with skin. And I was always confused by this at first. I was like, didn't Jesus have skin? She's like, no. Sometimes people need not the word thrown at them, not the Bible thrown at them, not all these things. They just need someone to be there with them. And my mama was the best example of this. She wasn't a person that was up in your face telling you go to church or doing this, but she was living it. She was living that love that she was talking about. And so people had, it was so easy when you got a chance to be around her that you felt that love and then you were curious about it. And, but she was never for us. She was never about any, you know, you have to be to church at this time. That was more pops, you know what I'm saying? But with mom, she was just showing that love to every single person around her. And that's where I learned so much in my life. She lived to the ripe old age of 62, and now she's walking on the streets of gold. But I believe that she knew that I was going to spend most of my life without her, a large portion of my life without her. And but she wanted to instill some really cool things. And it wasn't always, my mom wasn't always ever trying to teach me a lesson. She was just living life and she was showing me through example. And I thought that was amazing. So I told you earlier that we were going to talk about, my mom would always say, like, you know, listen to your mama. And she would say this, and she had this saying that makes me laugh now. Me and my brothers laughed at it even when she said it, because she got real serious. She was like, don't you sass me. If you're going to sass someone, you better sass somebody else. And me and my brother, we knew she was serious, but you can imagine we were like 15 and 16 years old, and we're holding back our laughter because here's this little tiny woman, maybe 5'1", 5'2", at max, and she's yelling at these boys that are a lot larger than her, but she knows that she'll get a broom and beat us with it or whatever it is. And she started in, and she was like, "If you're, don't you sass me. You, if you're going to sass someone, you better not sass me." And we just laughed because who uses the word sass? And then we gave her a hard time for the rest of our lives. We were like, sass, sass, sass. Who uses that word, mom? But that's where her mind frame was, is, you know, she wanted to make sure that we respected her. And because she knew that if we respected her as our mom, that we would respect women. And this was a big thing for my brother and I, not to say that we've lived up to that in all aspects, but it was always a thing. So, here was another lesson from my mom, is that I got home. I was probably 21 years old. And when I got home, she was so excited. She ran and she met me at the doors. This is in Memphis, Tennessee. And she says, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I praised God for your asthma today." And I was like, what? Like, for those of you who knew me growing up, you know, up until that time, I struggled with asthma, had asthma attacks every 1 to 2 days, you know, I had an inhaler always with me. Sometimes I'd be in the hospital once or twice, you know, during the week or whatever it was. And I struggled with it. It was awful. And here's this little woman yelling at me with her joy, saying that she praised God for my asthma. And I thought, what is wrong? Like she said, because I read today that God's in the midst of the praise of his people, praise him in all things, and that praise unlocks blessing. And I thought, mom, you're crazy. You've gone off the deep end. But she's like, I suggest you do it too. And I was like, yeah, whatever, mom. I'm moving on. I'm going to get some snacks. I just got home from work. Well, that night I went into my room and I was like, I contemplated. And then I was like, all right, I'll listen to my mom. So I said, thank you, God. And I could feel where he was like, you don't mean that. And I didn't. He knew my heart. And so I sat there for about an hour. I was kind of mad. And I was like, all right, thank you, God. And he let me know again, you don't believe that one either. Well, I knew I didn't believe it because it was in my heart. I said it. I didn't really believe it. I just wanted to get done with this thing that my mom told me to do. Well, as I sat longer in my room, and it was probably 2.5, maybe 3 hours in my room by myself now, and I finally got to the point where I just kind of gave it up, and I was like, what's the worst that could happen? So I just said, okay, and I, from my heart, I just said, thank you, God. Thank you for the asthma. Thank you for the pain that it's caused me. Thank you for all these things. And what was amazing is I went to bed, nothing happened, but I went to bed and I woke up the next day. And from that day forward, I've never used an inhaler. And what was amazing about it is what God let me know afterwards is he wanted me to work in faith, meaning that before he ever brought the blessing, he wanted to see if I would praise him for it. And he said that, I wanted you acting on faith, not circumstance, because if I healed you and then you praised me, that's working off circumstance. That's not the way that I want this thing to work. My relationship with you is based on faith. And what my mom was teaching me is a principle-based thing that throughout my life, I was able to go back to that tool. So when challenges happened, when businesses went away, shut down, when lawsuits happened, all these things, I sat in and I thought back to my mom and I was like, I'm supposed to be praising. Now, a lot of times I didn't want to praise because I was mad at that particular situation. But I found that when I praised him, that he's in the midst of the praise of his people, praise unlocks blessing, and that he that to praise him in all things. And that was a lesson from my mama. The next lesson from my mama is that you're awesome. And I didn't understand this until she actually passed away. She said, you're awesome. And I was like, yeah, I hear this all the time. You tell me every single day. But when she passed away, I realized that what she was saying is that you're awesome. Separate yourself from your accomplishments. I called my pops one day and, you know, I was telling him my daughter was struggling with her grades. And my pop said, she's not her grades, son. And I said, yeah, whatever. I mean, but she's getting a D. She needs to get an A. I need to do more homework. What do I need to do? And he said, she is not her grades. And it clicked at that time what my mom had been telling me my whole entire life. You're awesome. Separate yourself from your accomplishments. You're not the A's that you get. You're not the D's that you get. You're not the F's that you get sometimes like I did. You're awesome just being you. And she would always tell me, just be Kelly. And I didn't realize it until later on that what she was telling me is you're awesome. Separate yourself from your accomplishments. It'll give you freedom. Second one that she told me is you're beautiful. This was weird for me to hear, especially as a fourth grade kid, because I wanted to hear that I was handsome. But she told me this every single day. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. And then when she passed away, I realized what she meant. What she meant was you're beautiful just being you. Don't compare yourself to anybody. And don't compare yourself also to even yourself yesterday, because it'll scar the memory of the perfect moment that happened yesterday. And so many times the world will tell us, don't compare yourself to anybody except yourself. You're competing with yourself. Well, she said, don't compete with anything. Just be where you're at, exactly where you're at. And it's beautiful and it's perfect. You're beautiful, son. Just be Kelly. The third one that she told me all the time was that you could do anything that you put your mind to. You could do anything that you put your mind to. Well, this gave me like this, you know, gave me wings as a young little kid. And I was like, wow, you know, it creates perseverance. It creates resilience. They tell me no, I'll just ask again because, you know, I told you no yesterday, kid. Well, you didn't tell me no today. I'll give you another opportunity. This created that and that can work out well. But when she passed away, I realized that what she was saying was you could do anything that you put your mind to, but just because you could do it doesn't make it right. Because, son, you're awesome and you're beautiful. You don't need any accomplishments to make you greater. You're already awesome. You don't need to compare yourself to anything to make you great. You're already awesome. So imagine that in her telling me those things, you could do anything that you put your mind to, but the caveat was just because you could do it doesn't make it right. The fourth thing that she would always tell me was guard your heart. Guard your heart. And it's amazing because as I go through Proverbs or as I read or, guys, if you haven't got the book, check out the book, The Vibe. Now it's a bestseller. I always said that it was a bestseller to my mom because she bought it first. And before it was a national bestseller, I used to go to every single airport because of the things that my mom told me. You're awesome. You're beautiful. You can do anything. I go to the airport with my book and I'd put it on the number one bestseller shelf in front of the number one bestseller. And then I'd just leave it there. And someone would come and they'd try and buy it, but they couldn't buy it because it wasn't skewed in the system. So they'd just take it home. It was free. And in my mind, I started doing that. And then I started doing it. My son would do it. And we called it. we would just drop knowledge, right? Dropping knowledge because we would just put it in. But the book that I wrote, guys, it's all based on the things that my parents taught me. She told me, guard your heart because your mouth is an overflow of your heart. And how does it get into your heart? through what you hear, what you see, and what you become aware of through your senses. And that comes into your brain. Once your brain is start to be full, it starts to spill into your heart. And once your heart gets full, it overflows out your mouth. So what you're saying is an overflow of your heart. But how did it get there? By the things that you put allow in. She said, guard your heart at all costs, son. Because there's times where people will come in and try and pervert the truth or try and tell you a false truth and seek wisdom, son. And the only way you could get wisdom is by having a right relationship. And the last one, as we finish up today, is this one gave me the power. Like, this gave me so much from my mama. Like, you can imagine this little woman who just loves on everybody. Everybody, like, she wants to cook for everybody. She wants everyone over to the house. But also probably the hardest thing that she did, which she taught me, was be able to receive blessing. See, there was a time where my parents split up, and we kind of went into a little bit of hiding, and she had to accept blessing. And one of the blessings came from a woman named Sherry, who was her friend, and she accepted her and us into her house. And me and my two brothers, we slept on the couch, you know. And this was during my sixth grade time. So if you knew me back then, we were coming to school. My brother was the coolest guy in school, and all that stuff, quarterback, and all those things. But we didn't have a home at the time. We were sleeping on somebody's couch. But she had to get to a point where she could accept blessing too, because it's a blessing for other people to be able to bless you. And that was a huge thing that she taught me. So this last one that I tell you is, she taught me a one-word way to be able to deal with every single thing in your life. And I was like, there's no way. I mean, and she did it because one day I woke up and my alarm clock didn't go off. And I was working in Memphis, Tennessee at a Stone Salon, and I was a new job and I was supposed to be there on time. And I was so late, like an hour and a half late. My alarm didn't go off. I woke up and I was so distraught and I just mad. And she walked into my room and she said, calm down, son. Everything's going to be okay. And I was like, how can I calm down? Blah, blah, blah. And she said, one word will solve it all. And I was like, how can one word solve this? Like, you know, I'm late for work. My alarm clock didn't go off. I'm mad. And I don't know if you've ever been through this. Probably I'm the only one. And then she just took her shoulders. She shrugged her shoulders up like this. She held her hands out like this. And she said, shit. And I started laughing because my mom never used perversity. She never used a curse word. She thought poop was a bad word. But she had just said, shit. And what she was saying is, you woke up late for work. Shit. Maybe you weren't supposed to be there. Your tire popped on the way to work. Shit. Maybe you were supposed to meet the people who are going to fix your tire. You had an asthma attack. Shit. Maybe you were supposed to meet the doctor. Maybe you were supposed to spend a little bit more time. Maybe you were supposed to thank him and praise God for your asthma. And what it did is it created a situation for me in my life that no matter what happened, I lost a job. Shit. Maybe I was supposed to have it. I got divorced. Shit. Maybe I was supposed to be able to meet the woman of my dreams who I have now in my life. And imagine that one word when you run into a challenge and you think about my mom, 5'1", beautiful, blue eyes, blonde hair, never hurt a soul, loved everybody. And out of her mouth just comes, shit. And imagine if you could do that in every aspect of your life. And this is why the reason why I wanted to honor her at the highest level and honor my mama is because the life that I get to lead right now and the things that I'm able to move through is because of the lessons that my mama gave me. Number one, to listen to my mama. Number two, to seek wisdom. Number three, to guard my heart. And so I say it to you as we finish. You're awesome. Sometimes you don't hear that enough. You're awesome. Separate yourself from your accomplishments. You're beautiful. Don't ever compare yourself to anybody. Even yourself yesterday. You could do anything that you put your mind to, but just because you could do it doesn't make it right for you. And at all costs, guard your heart. And when something happens that you didn't plan on, shrug your shoulders and say, shit. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.